New Hampshire is the only state with a constitutional right of revolt. And when it comes to the Real ID Act, the September 11th-inspired plan to create a national standard for driver's licenses, the spirit of revolution is in full force. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has more.
The local debate over Real ID hasn't lacked for theatrics. Politicians strutted the state house in tricorn hats, and protesters dressed like Nazis and demanded to see people's papers. While those who endorse Real ID see it as a common-sense way to tighten security in a post-September 11th world, opponents say the program is an overarching prelude to a national identification system.
Evildoers will continue to evade the law. Remember that the 9/11 terrorists were in this country legally and had legally obtained documents.
Republican State Representative Neil Kirk has led the charge against Real ID in the New Hampshire legislature.
The Real ID system will enhance government control and solid citizens will suffer. Perhaps that's why the Real ID Act is opposed by the National Governors Association, the conservative Cato Institute, and the liberal ACLU.
And the list doesn't stop there. As the bill to remove New Hampshire from Real ID gained momentum, its every development has been tracked by a band of supporters ranging from evangelical Christians who believe a national ID system is tantamount to the mark of the beast, to members of the anti-government free state movement. Libertarian Don Gorman is with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
What I make of it is the fact that a lot of citizens do not want this Real ID shoved down our throat. And if that embarrasses some of our colleagues in federal government, then so be it.
Under Real ID, states must verify that people applying for driver's licenses are in the country legally and can document their birth dates, social security numbers, and home addresses. Virginia Beecher, director of New Hampshire's Department of Motor Vehicles, says ignoring those requirements will cause problems for people who carry New Hampshire licenses.
No one is going to be able to get into any federal building. You're not going to be able to get on any federally regulated aircraft. We have to put a disclaimer on our license saying that we are not Real ID compliant. And I personally believe that the citizens of New Hampshire will be gravely affected.
Whether any of that comes to pass remains to be seen. Barry Steinhardt of the American Civil Liberties Union says how Real ID gets implemented is an open question. The federal law doesn't take effect for 2 years.
No money's been appropriated, no regulations exist. New Hampshire can be the first one to say the emperor has no clothes.
But State Senate President Ted Gatzis is trying to block the bill. He points out that New Hampshire is nearly in compliance already.
All these things that we're hearing about, well, there's an invasion of privacy. To get a license in New Hampshire, the invasion is already there.
The New Hampshire State Senate is slated to take up the bill to reject the Real ID Act today. New Hampshire's Democratic Governor John Lynch says if it passes, he'll sign it into law. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.